Senator Lisa Murkowski is pushing to add an Equal Rights Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. It was a top liberal goal in the 1970s. Murkowski acknowledges it feels like a blast from the past.
I think for most people, they think that the Equal Rights Amendment was ratified a long time ago.
The ERA says the government can't discriminate on the basis of sex, and it has not been added to the Constitution. Back in March 1972, Congress passed it, and then Murkowski says it was up to the state legislatures to ratify.
Alaska didn't even wait a full month. I'm pretty proud of us, just saying. Ratified it in April.
But by 1982, only 35 states had ratified the ERA, three states shy of the number needed. Congress had imposed a 10-year deadline, so the effort seemed dead. But then in 2017, Nevada ratified it, then Illinois. Murkowski and Democratic Senator Ben Cardin of Maryland have a new bill that would lift the deadline while proponents work to get one more state to sign on. The issue was controversial back in the day.
ERA is a big attack on the rights of the homemaker. The laws of every state make it the obligation of the husband to support his wife, to provide her with a home, to support their minor children.
That was conservative activist Phyllis Schlafly in 1976. Many states, including Alaska, passed their own versions of the ERA, so laws did change. So did language. Now, parents, regardless of gender, are obligated to support their children. Some conservatives are still suspicious of the ERA, arguing it will strengthen gay or transgender rights or undermine the rights of churches.
What's controversial about this? Saying that men and women are equal under the law. That shouldn't be political.
Murkowski says the amendment is long overdue. Proponents hope Virginia will be the 38th and final state needed to ratify the amendment.